Hi everybody, this is Christy. I am the Intimate Warrior. I thank you so much for stopping by, and as always, I send you love. I'm going to keep today's video simple. Although I had planned on kind of continuing with what I have been discussing through following the star and how to get to the star, or explaining it properly with what is taking place internally, giving greater explanation. But today is Saturday, and I just wanted to take a moment to allow you all to have kind of some information without holding you up too long. It's Saturday, and let's take it as a rest day or a play day, a time for you to really just kind of do whatever it is that you want to do without overthinking and overcomplicating life, because we can't take life too seriously, right? Well, this is still highly significant in your growth. And it's just kind of words of wisdom, my advice on how to really accomplish or to go through your ascension cycle. I always say, and you always hear it, love. We have to follow the path of love. The path of love is non-judgmental. In love, which is through spirit, the purest form of spirit, is always going to be asking us to follow the path of love. Through your daily life, there's going to be lots of experiences, and spirit of love is going to testing of your inner being. And this is about your inner being. In order to really connect truly to spirit, we must connect fully and deeply in love through Christ light, through our center and our heart, which is love. That blooming of love must continuously take place on several levels. That's why through our process, we're always going to be testing the waters. The elements are always going to see, which work through the mind and the heart and our actions to see if we are in the center of love. So we're going to have experiences that's always going to allow us to make the choice in our life. Are we in resonance of love? Now, at any single moment, you have the power to decide. You always have the choice on if you're going to continue and where you are going to stop. And there is no right or wrong in this path, because that is the law, that you have a choice. And if you hear my printer making noise in the background, please excuse me. It does a cleaning cycle every now and then, and it's doing one right now. And also, if you hear the music playing in the background, I do not own the rights to this music, and I will turn it down just a hair. So keep in mind that, again, there's no right or wrong if you decide to stop wherever it is that you are right now. You're not letting anyone down. You're not letting anyone down, because the law still says you have the right. You have free will. You can decide. You can decide. You know, so we can't feel bad if we, you know, I just can't get over this hump. Or I can't even get going on this path. I'm struggling so hard, I can't go forward. I'm just going to stay here. You know, so I can go back from after my accident and that, 15, 16 year cycle. I was like, now I'm like, what took you so long? Why did you wait? Because I chose to stay within that form of what we call suffering. You know, and that's part of the human experience, to suffer. In suffering, we can learn our greatest lessons. And of course, I climbed out a little bit more and a little bit more. And I can be so grateful for all of that struggling. You know, so I'm going to give you an example here today. We are always being guided by our inner being. And that's exactly what we are trying to develop and connect with, the truest form of our inner being. And again, it's levels of knowing our inner being. We're never truly our higher self. We are never truly our full embodiment. We are never in completion of the light body until we have completed all of those levels, unless we choose to stop. So you're going to have experiences. Now, in order to become that master, like Christ and many others, Buddha, and even pure, like Abraham, including Mary, of course, please, Mary as well was a master at her craft, because she was the element of pure life, okay, of her craft. Anyway, in order to truly become that master of your inner being, with your inner being attached and knowing yourself completely, you have to be in resonance of love. You must trust your inner being's guidance at all times. Now, it's really easy to be stuck in hatred or any of those other emotions. It's easy. So if you're being triggered and someone is testing you and making you upset, you know, you have an argument, whether you're being tested and you see it as being tested or not. An experience is taking place and you jump the gun and you start being angry. It's easy to get to that level of animosity. What happens? You start thinking, oh, these terrible things. You start feeling, oh, that anger just swelling and swelling and taking up so much space. And then what happens? You begin to act out. You speak incorrectly. You even go as far as, you know, I'm going to hurt this person the next time. If you aren't already just being destructive, you know, some people blow up and tear up the house. Some people abuse people because of how the anger swells within them. And some people are like, well, you know what? That person's going to get it next time. I'm not going to be there for that person next time. I'm always here and I'm being kind and loving. And then this person does this to me. Whatever, all these things. Love, what does love do? Love is always love, no matter what. So if you are an individual who has actually blown your top, you know, gotten angry, you can choose love in that experience, even if the other person is still lashing out at you. You have a choice at every single moment to settle yourself. You think positive. You think about doing what's right. You're going to feel a shift in the emotion. You're going to start to breathe correctly and settle down. You're going to start feeling more love. You're going to see that this person, you know, maybe this person's having a bad day. You're going to start seeing from a different perspective now. And you're just, hopefully, like I do most of the time, apologize. You're not really apologizing about the entire situation or whatever is taking place. You know, because we purify, and in purifying, emotions come out. And it's not because there's actually a reason for it. It's nothing other than purifying ourselves. And it comes out. Love will tell us to apologize for how we behaved. We are apologizing for how we behaved. I didn't handle this correctly. I didn't mean to harm you in my anger. Even if I really didn't say anything that I didn't mean, but the anger, that tone is what you're apologizing for. Because if you are in the center of love and truly in love, you might still express the same wording, but the tone is going to be a little bit more peaceful, more harmonic. There won't be a heated discussion. Sometimes it turns into a heated discussion because the other person is hurt still because they are going through their process of purification. But if you are still in love, you are going to understand that person is doing that, performing their own purification. So I have been going through something again. Now, many of you know, I work from home. I live at home. Most of all of my experiences through my cycles here are taking place at home. Many of you have to go to work. You have your cycles at work and at home, unless you are single, live alone. For the most part, your outdoors experiences are your lessons. And mine are at home, although I do have experiences, of course, outside of my home that also teach me. But for the most part, my home environment, you know, my mother-in-law being having Alzheimer's, all kinds of things, being the caregiver, the wife, the mother, grandmother, and experiences all around here, and everything that I do for my ascension cycle is my experience. And don't think that just because I'm at home that it's easier. That is a judgment, and please don't think that it's my life, my ascension cycle is easier because I don't have to face the outside world, because that's incorrect as well. We all have a different type of environment. None is greater and none is lesser. It's all the same. There's always the same lessons going on. It's just a different experience. So for myself, being a master, when you get to or developing the inner being, you're going to get to a point of silence. Lots of silence instead of the need to verbally speak. Now, when we are going through our, especially when we are first beginning to wake up and all this information is coming in, we begin to expand. You're like, oh my gosh, ah, wow, this is so awesome. I'm going to tell everybody. I'm going to speak about this. And I'm going to tell this person that what they're doing is wrong, and that they are wrong, and that this is what they're doing is bad, and blah, blah, blah. There's the need to speak. It's lots of excitement through our ascension cycle, and I know. I've been there. I quickly learned. Thankfully, I quickly learned because I was listening to my inner being through love. It's very hard to follow the path of love because it takes an action. It hurts. No one wants to hurt. When we are listening to the ego, although we're dealing with those negative emotions that we don't like, it takes less effort, where we quickly rise. To choose love, we have to really decide and make that conscious effort. Oh, one foot in front of the other, time and time and time, continuously, to prove that we are love. And it's not that it really hurts our heart like we think. Love is killing the ego, not hurting your heart. It's killing the ego, making you think that your heart is really aching. So I'm going through an experience where it happened this week. Very petty again. Yet these little tiny things, and I've experienced, I mean, I've told you about some petty things already the past couple of weeks here. This pettiness of, oh my goodness, are you serious? Situations, you know. Expectations of others. Things like that. And so I guess this, about maybe 4 days ago or something, I began to notice that, well, my husband is leaving his nighttime cans. You know, he sits downstairs with my father-in-law, and they're, you know, they're, because of my father-in-law being ill, nearly losing him during the same time that we lost, my husband has lost his mom. So there, he's been trying to form a greater connection with his dad. And so every night they're downstairs watching TV or listening to music, whatever it is, forming a bond, a greater bond. And I've noticed that he's just leaving his drinks, his trash, his cans on the side of the couch. So I asked him, can you pick those up? And jokingly, he said that he's going to create that wall, you know, like we watched on one of those funny series shows. And then eventually he's going to knock it all down. But, you know, So brushing it off kind of like that in a joke, and he said he will. And then the next day I noticed, well, there's two more. And then the next day I noticed, well, there's a couple more. So yesterday I was vacuuming and I started to get angry. One, he said he was going to do it. And now look, there's about 10 to 15, you know, I'm exaggerating here, but there is so much. And so I'm vacuuming and I'm getting, it's festering. I'm like, why would he say this? Why would he not do this? What does he think I am? A slave? I began to sweep and I said, I'm not getting those. I am not going to get those. I'm not going to pick it up. And I made my way into the kitchen and dumped out the vacuum cleaner of a little dust thing inside of the vacuum. And then I finished up the kitchen and I said, oh, I hear ya. I hear ya. I know. I know. Love is always love. You know, it's like when we say that I am always there for that person, but they're never there for me. I'm always giving love, but that person's never giving me love. It isn't love if we are expecting love in return. It isn't love if we are expecting somebody to love us in the same way that we love them. If I expect my husband to see the value in what I see value in the love, the type of love that I have, it isn't love. I am loving or supposed to love because love is right. Love is ever flowing. I'm getting very hot as I speak about this. And I feel like crying now as well because my inner being knows the truth. And my ego knows the truth. It's dying as I'm talking about this. It hurts the ego when we decide, I'm going to go ahead and pick it up. That's love. Our inner being, the true spirit, it's God. If we said, I'm not going to pick it up, I'm going to let it wait, and I'm going to let it pile up until eventually, blah. If I were to do that, let it pile up. Or wait for an expectation of my husband. What can happen? What usually happens in those types of scenarios? A blow up. And it might not be a blow up about the cans. It's a blow up about being respected, whatever it is. It usually happens with something else. And then you blow up because that stemmed from that very situation where you didn't listen to your heart and pick that up. Once I picked it up, I was fine. I was happy. I was in peace with myself. That's what this is all about. Harmony inside. That is what our ascension cycle is about. Keeping the peace with our inner beings. Yes, we have a many of them that unite as one. That one complete self is what is able to keep the others in check with love. It's always, every time you level up, there's one that's higher above that is able to, as long as you are choosing love continuously, guide the other ones through the path onward to source. Those little things that bother us to death. My mom got upset with me about a month ago, I think. And it's not that I said anything. I had a tone. I know I had a tone. So I have a tone. I had a tone during that conversation. And she just blew up as a result of my tone. That was my mistake. I was honest about how I felt or what was going on, but my tone was very unloving. So I gave my mom a few days to kind of cool off, and my mom kept saying, no, I'm not going to call her. I am not going to apologize. I am not. You know, because she shouldn't have done that. Blah, 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 whatever it is. I'm always there for my mom. When is she going to be there for me? We're always this, this, and this. You know, it wasn't love. So I have been trying to get a hold of my mom for a month. You know, when she finally answers the phone because she's finally cooled off and wants to forgive me, whatever her thoughts are on that, I am going to have to apologize. I am going to apologize for my tone, for hurting her. Not because, you know, I said anything harshly or my words were untrue, because that's how I felt. I felt, you know, you expect people to be there for you. You must be there for them. Love is always there, is my point. Love is always there for people, even if you don't feel right. Even if you think that person has harmed you. So I could say, love should guide my mom to pick up the phone instead of being upset. So it's been, what, maybe a month now or almost a month, and she hasn't picked up the phone to give me a chance to apologize. So I hope that makes sense. And today, I have a chance, an opportunity to go somewhere today with my husband and father-in-law. I'm really tired. I'm really sluggish. And I'm still feeling very full and expanded in my belly. Very full. And, you know, I just want to be home. One, I have been home. I really haven't gone to a social event in about 4 years. Except last week we went to a birthday party. My husband's best friend's son was having a party, and so we went for his son. And so I went there, but that, you know, isn't the usual type of thing that I go to, like, you know, bluegrass festivals, and people are usually drinking and things like that, and dancing and partying and all that stuff. And I still didn't want to go there then either, just because people. You know, I'm comfortable. I don't have anxiety any longer around people, but I really enjoy my solitude. It was necessary for me to go. It really was. Not only is it necessary for me to love my family, be there for my family, and get outside of my comfort zone, showing love, but it's also good for me to interact. We all need to interact. We can't avoid life and think that we are our love. You know, if we think that, you know, today is my test. Of course, if I go and support my husband and be there with him and my family, I'm showing love. It's a different form of love. I'm being selfless because I'm forgetting about how I'm feeling, and I'm being there for them in love. Yet, I'm teaching myself to be in an environment that is very uncomfortable. There's going to be lots of people, lots of different energy. There is going to be alcohol around, something that I gave up. Through the process of prior to my, you know, understanding that I was awakening. I've shed that need for. So it's going to be the first time since I gave up. It's been a long time. And I have to see how I can behave myself. Stand up to what I believe in, and even, you know, it's hard to explain. We all have lessons to learn, and when we're faced with an experience, how can we move forward properly in that experience? I can't deny myself experiences and think that I'm going to learn and evolve. So if you are given an experience or a chance to develop, I hope that you can take that chance and see where you are, because then you can see who you are. So I'm going to go. And now I feel I've made that choice. I feel confident in that choice, that it is the right choice to do, to see. I might not have a good time. That doesn't matter if I have a good time or not. I don't, and that's the thing. I don't fit in to my old programming before. But we can't avoid certain people, certain things, and certain areas because we expect to fit in. If I only dealt with people who were like me, I am being programmed to only love certain people who are like me. Love is universal and accepts somebody if they decide to drink alcohol, if they, you know, are not on the path of a love or ascension. I should accept them and love them no matter what. That's my lesson today. Going and seeing if I can be love in a very uncomfortable environment. This is Christy. Much love, health, and healing your way. I am bringing purpose to your life. Take care.